I have neither.
Hello, thank you for calling customer support. You're speaking with Marquez. How may I help you?
Yes, so you guys charged me an extra $50 because I took the survey. They sent me over to pick out my thing, and then I had to pay $7.45 for the shipping and handling. And 2 days later, you guys charged me $49.95 for something, and that needs to be returned.
Okay, and is your name Mariah Cox?
Yes, sir.
Okay, for security purposes, could you verify your billing address, and I can take a look at the charge.
5131 Jasper Street, Denver, 80239.
Okay, so I see here, ma'am. There was an order placed back on January the 31st for a Wi-Fi booster where you only paid the shipping price of $7.45. And
yes, sir.
Okay, and I also see here the other charge you just spoke about for $49.97. And that was on February the 4th. And as you can see there, it is a four-day difference because according to the terms and conditions, you were put under a four-day trial period. And within that, after the trial period ended, you will be enrolled in the Gadgets Club membership. And with the membership, ma'am, you will be gifted a $125 store credit monthly, along with access to the Factory Direct Savings Store, which is where the Wi-Fi booster is from.
Okay, no. There was, when I did this, I literally, you guys sent me something to my email and said that I got a free gift if I did a survey. So I did a survey, and they sent me over to that page to pick out my free gift. So when I clicked on the gift, I had to pay the shipping and handling. It didn't say no terms and conditions. It didn't say I needed a roll in anything. It didn't say anything of anything.
Okay, ma'am. So on that same page, near the bottom, you had it. There were three links. And those three links, first there you had it to where you can contact us and it would lead you to our number. And next to that would be the privacy policy and then the terms and conditions. And also, there was an email that have been sent out regarding the information on the Wi-Fi booster and also the membership.
Okay, yeah, again, there wasn't. I literally clicked on the thing, and it said I needed to pay $7.45 and put my credit card information in, and that was literally it. And they, at the end, when my credit card was processed, it gave me an order number, which I screenshotted it, and that was literally it. There was no second, third, fourth page. There was no things I needed to click on. There was nothing. So if you guys can you guys please do whatever you need to do and disenroll me, and that charge needs to be refunded, please.
Okay, I can cancel the membership, ma'am. And also with an early cancellation, I will be able to process a 35% refund.
No, there needs to be a 100% refund because that was an unauthorized charge.
Well, ma'am, before the order was finalized, it was agreed upon that the terms were analyzed. So there was a
but
box that was
not. So I don't know what you guys, I understand that this isn't like you, so you don't know personally because this is your job, but I'm telling you that it didn't have nothing else to do that. Because if that, not like that, and I'm sorry to say, if that was the case, I would have never even paid the $7.45 for the stupid shipping and handling. I would have chalked up the fucking survey as a loss and said whatever. That makes no sense to me at all.
Okay, I am sorry about that, ma'am, but we do have a customer's point of view of the website, so
okay, and you guys didn't even have a website because I looked you guys up on True Boost and nothing has happened. The only thing I found out about you guys was another person posted about a month ago saying you guys did the same thing to them and you guys were a scam.
Well, ma'am, once again, the terms may have been overlooked, but once the order was finalized, the terms and conditions were agreed upon. But as I was canceling this membership, ma'am, I do see you're eligible for a 50% refund on that charge for $49.97.
I know. Okay, well, the whole $49, I'm going to go run and I'm going to get their number for that. so I can tell them their path over there. I'll just drive over there real quick. So I don't know if we need to go to a supervisor or what needs to be done, but yeah, that whole charge needs to be completely refunded. And if you really guys really want to, you guys could send me a postage thing and I'll send you guys back that Wi-Fi if that's the issue anyways. Like.
Okay, ma'am. So about that, unfortunately, the return policy does expire after the trial ends.
No, that's where they last were seen was at this address. That's what they said.
I'm sorry, ma'am. Are you there?
Yes. So what can be done? Because that charge was a fraudulent charge. And I don't care how you say it or which way you go with it and tell me that I did what I did, but I didn't. So like I said, if I would have known that, I would have chalked up that survey as a loss and I wouldn't even have paid the $7.45. Because in all reality, you guys didn't even put that when you guys sent me an email saying that I could get a free gift. It didn't say nothing about, oh, yeah, take the whole survey and waste all your time and then you're going to have to pay shipping and handling on whatever you get. That's not what it said.
Well, ma'am, that's where it would be noted in the terms and conditions, which was also accessible.
Okay.
Sorry, ma'am,
so is there like a supervisor or someone else that can issue the full refund?
Okay, I can reach out to my supervisor to see if what we can do for you, but it shouldn't take long. Do you mind if I put you on a brief hold?
Nope, that's fine, hon. Thank you.
All right.
Just get in the car if you got the number. Does it say his name? Remo?
Hey, I found your missing cat in our garage over at 5131 Jasper Street. Contact back to you.
That's a new cat because I haven't seen that cat around. I have that. I've seen another black and white one, but that one's skinny.
And not like that.
Okay, sorry for that hold, ma'am. I've just finalized the notation here, so once you transfer it, they will know what's going on. If you could just stay on the line for me, you will be transferred shortly. Ma'am, are you there?
Yes, sir.
Okay, it shouldn't take long.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah, we found your cat. So 5131 Jasper Street. Oh, see, I told you we were.